today we're doing Daf Yud Amud Beis. We're already holding at the very top of Daf Yud Amud Beis, at the first word on the page. Remember last time we were discussing this whole Maisa with Chizkiyahu and Yeshayahu. There was this stalemate of who's going to go visit who. Chizkiyahu didn't want to go visit Yeshayahu. Why should I? I'm the king. Yeshayahu didn't want to go visit Chizkiyahu. Why should I? I'm the Navi. So what did Kodesh Baruch Hu do? He came up with an ingenious plan. What did he do? He made Chizkiyahu get sick. So Yeshayahu, you may be the Navi, but everyone has a mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, no matter how special you are. Even a gadol has to go visit a katan, Bikur Cholim. Where do we know that from? Hashem visited Avraham Avinu, right? So even a gadol has to go visit a katan. So he says, hey, Chizkiyahu, how come you're not having any kids? And Chizkiyahu says, because I know that my kids are all going to be Rishayim. That's not your business. You have to have kids anyway. Okay, so let me marry your daughter. Right, remember this conversation? So the last thing we said was that even if Cherev Chadum Unachsal Ksefa Shaladam, a person has a sharp sword by his shoulder blades, still you can't let go, you can't stop davening. You have to, Alim Natz Mumin Arachmim, you have to still daven Rakhonish Barkhus Rachmanus. So picking up on that theme, the Gemara tells us, Amr Rabbi Chanan, Afil Bala Chalomus Amr Lala Adam, Lamachar Umais. Even if the Bala Chalomus tells a person, tomorrow he will die, Alim Natz Mumin Arachmim, he should not withhold himself from davening for Hashem's mercy. Shenemar ki barov chalomus vavalim udvarim harbei ki es elokim yirei. That regardless of how many chalomos and how there's so much hevel in chalomos, there's so much nothingness in chalomos, that you don't have to be afraid of chalomos. What you have to be afraid of is God. You have to fear God. You don't have to fear dreams. Miyad ve'asiv chizkiyo panav elakir ve'ispal el Hashem. Chizkiyo turns his face toward the kir and he davens to Hashem. My kir, what is the kir that Chizkiyahu turned toward? Amar Rav Shimon Lakish Mikiros Libo. It's a reference to the innermost chambers of his heart that he did some introspection. Shnemar Mei Ochila Kiros Libi. So you see that kir is used in, as an expression of Kiros Libi, as the chambers of one's heart. Rabbi Levi Omar, Rabbi Levi says, no, it wasn't about Kiros Libo that we're talking, that Chizkiyahu's Tefillah relates to. The word Kir, when we talk about Chizkiyahu's Tefillah, is the following. Omar al Iske Hakir, Rabbi Levi Omar al Iske Hakir. The way he formulated the Tefillah was that he used a famous wall in history as the basis of his Tefillah. What famous wall in history could be the basis of Chizkiyahu's Tefillah? Here's how it went. Omar Lefanav, Ribono Shalolam, Master of the Universe, Umashu Namis, Shalo Asa Elakir Achas Ketana, Hechiyisa Esbena, if the Isha Ashunamis, all she did a tiny little construction project. All it was a little bit of sheetrock. She made one little kir, and you rewarded her with her child having Tchias HaMesim. What's this talking about? What's the story? There's a story in Navi. You probably learned it for the first time in 5th grade, and then probably again in 10th grade. Elisha, this was Elisha, right? Elisha stayed by this Shunammite woman, and he blessed her with a child, and she had the child, and then the child died, and he had to bring the child back to life, right? He did a Tchias HaMesimah. So why was she zocha to having this Tchias HaMesimah of the child? Because she made this room for Elisha to stay in. So all she did is she made a kir, she made a wall, and you gave her Tchias HaMesimah for a child. So says Chizkiyahu, you know what my grandfather did? Avi Abba, Shlomo HaMelech, Shechav HaSehechel, Kulo B'Kesef HaZav, who built a room of gold and silver for you, built a Beis HaMikdash, Alachas Kama V'Kama, all the more so that I should have a refuah, I should get better from my illness, I should never lose my life to begin with. Zechor Noes Asher, and then he continued his tefillah, Zechor Noes Asher Hishalachti Lefanecha Be'emes Uvalev Shalem, Ve'hatov Be'enecha Asisi. Please remember that I've gone in front of you with truth and with a complete heart, and I've done what's good in your eyes. My vatov beinecha asisi. What's he adding with that last phrase? I've done what's good in your eyes. Amar Avidom Rav shesamach ku'ula l'tfila. That I'm always careful to be somech ku'ula l'tfila. Rabbi Levi Omar, Rabbi Levi says, no, it was something else good that he did. Shagona sefer refuos. There was a book called the Sefer Refuos. If you had an illness, all you had to do was look up in the Sefer Refuos, and you had the cure right there for the illness. He hid it so that no one could ever get better by looking at that book again. That was the good thing he did. Why is that a good thing? He essentially blocked your web browser from WebMD. You can no longer know what's wrong with you or find out how to get better.
Because then you'll turn to Hashem.
So says Rashi, Kidei Sheivakshu Rachamim, so that you'll turn to Hashem and you'll daven. He thought that people were having too much faith in the in medical knowledge and not enough faith in the Rofei Cholim, not enough faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tan Rabbanan. So the Brisa teaches us, Shisha Dvarim Asa Chizkiyo HaMelech. Chizkiyo HaMelech did six critical things, Al Gimel Hodu Lov, Al Gimel Lo Hodu Lov. Three of those things the Chum agreed to him that it was a great idea, three of them they did not agree to him about. Al Gimel Hodu Lov, the three they agreed to him about were the following. Number one, Gana Sefer Refuos, Vahodu Lov. He hid away the Sefer Refuos, they agreed, great idea. Number two, Katas Nechasha Nechoshes, he chopped up the copper snake, Vahodulo. They agreed to that as well. What's the copper snake?
That Moshe made,
right, that they looked at in order to get a refuah. Right, that's why the symbol of medicine is the snake. So he broke it. Why did he destroy it? Why is that a good thing to destroy that? They were starting to use it as an avodah zarah. And the third thing that he did that was great was girer atzmos aviv al mita shel chavalim. He dragged the bones of his father on a mita shel chavalim in a very disrespectful way. Vahodulo, and they said that was a great idea because his father was a rasha and his father needed that as a kapara. Val gimel lo hodulo, and then there were three things that he did that they did not agree to. Number one, sasa me gichon v'lo hodulo. He closed up the waters of Gichon, which are near Yerushalayim, because he was hoping that when Sancheriv would come with his army, that he wouldn't find enough water supply for his army, and that way they'd be able to avoid an attack from Sancheriv. But they didn't think that was a good idea to close up the waters of Gichon. Number two, katzatz dasas heichal v'shigmar l'melech Ashur. He cut down the doors, the golden doors of the heichal, and sent them as a gift to Melech Ashur. Why? Hoping that will bribe him not to attack them. And the Chum didn't think v'lo hodlo. He didn't think that was a good idea. And number three, Avar Nisan b'Nisan v'lo hodlo. He declared the year to be a Shana Muberes, to be an extra, to have an extra month, but it was already Nisan by the time he did that, and they didn't agree with him about that either. Meaning, when we add a month to the year, what month do we always add?
Adar
Beis, right? So when do you have to decide that by? You have to decide before Adar is over, right? So if it's already the day after Adar is over, it's already Nisan, you can't now go back and say, oh, we changed our mind, it's not Nisan now, now it's really Adar Beis. Too late! So he did that, it was too late, and they said, bad idea. So ask Gemara, how could he have made such a stupid mistake? I mean, that last one, that's pretty elementary. Umi lasli l'chizkiyo ha-chodesh zalechem rosh chadashim ze Nisan ve'ein acher Nisan. Doesn't Chizkiyo HaMelech know that once it's Nisan, you can't make another Nisan? That's got to be Nisan? Ella ta'a b'tshmuel. Now, his mistake was in Shmuel's din. To Amar Shmuel taught as follows. How many days does a Jewish month have? 29 or 30, right? Those are the two options. So day 30 of a month is always either the last day of the previous month or the first day of the next month. Let's say Adar that year had 30 days. On day 30 of Adar, it really still is Adar, but it's a day that could have been
Nisan.
So Shmuel taught that on a day that could have been, even though it's not, could have been Nisan, you're still not allowed to decide on making another base. Says Damer Shmuel, Ein Ma'abrin Es Hashana B'Yom Shloshim Shel Adar. You can't decide to make an extra month in the year on the 30th day of Adar. You know why? Hol v'ro'i l'kovo Nisan. Because it could have been Nisan. Savar hol v'ro'i lo aminan. So that's where Chizkiyo messed up. He thought that we don't say because it could have been. It's not. It's not Nisan. So was he worried? So he wasn't worried about it. Okay, so main point number one was that Chizkiyo davened in the Zchus of Shlomo building the Beis HaMikdash, Kal v'chomer from the Shunamis woman. Or put differently, Chizkiyo's tefila was, if the Shunamis builds a wall and gets Tchias HaMeisim, my grandfather building Beis HaMikdash should get a lot more than that. And the second thing is, six things that Chizkiyo did, three good, three bad. What were the three good? Remembers? The hiding Sefer Refuos, good.
Chopping
the snake up, yeah. Dragging his father's bones, good. What were the three bad?
Knocking down the golden doors.
Good. Sending the golden doors to the Melech Ashur.
Saying that there was an extra month to Nisan.
Good. Adding Adar Beis when it's the 30th day of Adar Aleph. You're missing the first one. Closing up the Gichon waters. Closing up the waters of Gichon. Good. Am Rabbi Yochum Shum Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra. Kalatola b'schus atzma. Anyone who davens to be answered in his own z'chus, he thinks he's deserving. Tolin lo b'schus acherim. Even when he gets answered, it's going to be in other people's z'chus. But kalatola b'schus acherim, tolin lo b'schus atzma. Anyone who davens in other people's z'chus, his response is going to be in his own z'chus. Moshe tolin b'schus acherim. Moshe davened in the z'chus of other people. Shneamar, z'char la'avraham li Yitzchak li Yisrael avadecha. He could have said, you know, I'm Moshe. You know, so answer me because I'm me. But that's not what he did. He davens in the z'chus of Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. So Tolo b'z'chus atzmo, when Hashem records why he answered the tefillah, it's because of the z'chus of Moshe. Shneemar, v'yomer la'ashmideim, lulei Moshe b'chiro, amad b'peretz l'fan of la'ashv chamas v'yashchis. That Hashem would have destroyed the Bnei Yisrael had it not been for Moshe Rabbeinu, who stood in the way and wouldn't allow it to happen. So Moshe Rabbeinu is credited with the salvation over there. Chizkiyahu, but on the flip side, you have Chizkiyahu, Tolob Zuchus Atzmo, that made everything about his own Zuchus. Tichsiv, Zuchorna, Es Asher, Hisalachti, Lifanecha. Look how I walked in front of you. So Tolob Zuchus Acherim. His response is in other people's Zuchus. Shenemar Veganosi, Ela Irazos, Loshia, Lema'ani, Ulema'an, David Avdi. So it's in the Zuchus of David. So even though we said before that Chizkiyahu's tefillah involved the Kal V'chomer about how great his grandfather was, but that was only a remez in the pasuk. If you actually read the pasuk, it's all about me. His halachti lefanecha, I did tov beinecha. So in the actual pasukim, it's all about himself. So even though we had this drasha that with the Kal V'chomer, with the Shunamis, to Shlomo HaMelech, but really the tefillah, the words of the tefillah talk about himself. V'hainu d'Rabbi Shub and Levi, and this fits with what Rabbi Shub and Levi taught. D'am Rabbi Shub and Levi, my d'chsiv, hine l'shalom marli, that the news of peace was bitter to me. Marli mar, what does that mean? The double lashon mar. Afilu b'shal shashigalo akadosh baruch hu shalom. Even when Hashem sent him peace, mar hula. It was bitter to him. Why? Because he was given a positive response, but not in his own zechus, in the zechus of David. So point number three: if you're daven in your own zechus, you're answered in other people's chus. You daven in other people's chus, you're answered in your own chus. From Moshe and Chizkiyahu. Now, once we had mentioned Chizkiyahu and his tefillah had mentioned that the Shunammite woman had built this kir, so the Gemara is going to discuss what kind of apartment exactly, what were the specifications of the construction project that she made to host Elisha. She made some sort of modification to her home in order to be able to host Elisha. What kind of modifications did she make to her home in order to be able to host Elisha? So, Nasana Alias Kir Ketana. She said, let's make a Kir Ketana. Alias Kir Ketana. What was that? Ravu Shmuel. Machlokas Ravu Shmuel. Chadamar Aliyah Prua Haisa. She had an upper floor, but it didn't have a roof on it. It was open. The Kirua. So they built a roof on it. The Chadamar, the other one says, no. Achsadra Gedol Haisa. She had a large room. And she built a wall in the middle to break it into two so that Elisha could have an apartment. So if I understand very well, if you assume that it was a large room that she split into two, that's why it says she built a kir. What's a kir? A wall. So that splits a room into two. But if you say like an aliyah that she took an open top floor and roofed it, my kir, what is, why would you say kir? So shakiruha, kiruha means you roof it, like a gzeras tikra, yeah, by sukkah. So kiruha, she roofed it. Bishla malamad yamar aliyah. If you say that it was the top floor, haynu d'chsiv aliyas. I understand that's why the pasuk uses the word aliyas kir. Almad yamar chsadra, but it was just a room that they cut into two. My aliyas, what's the lashon of aliyas? Meula shebabatim. The best of the homes, right? The better of the homes. Meaning, she took her house, split it into two, so now she had two apartments in her house. One for her, one for Elisha. Elisha got the better one. She gave him the better one. So that's pretty... It's like having your guest room more comfortable than your master bedroom. That was the Maila. So, I guess point number four, Machlokas, whether the... room made for Elisha was an attic or a split large room. So she continues discussing her accommodations that she was making for Elisha. V'nasim lo sham mita v'shulchan v'kisei u'menorah. We'll provide him with everything anyone could ever want: a bed, a table, a chair, a lamp, and that's it. Right, but that's everything anyone could ever want. So Amar Abaye v'itemer of Yitzchak harotze lehanos Yehanika Elisha. If someone wants to benefit from the generosity of their hosts, that's okay. It's not like a lack of derech eretz to benefit from generosity of your hosts. So you could do that. Elisha did it, so that's perfectly fine. That's a perfectly acceptable thing to do. It's not a lack of derech eretz at all. Unless you think it's a lack of derech eretz to not want to benefit from other people, v'she'ena rotze lehanos al yehana k'shmuel. And if you're not interested in benefiting from other people, so that's fine also. K'shmuel aramasi, like Shmuel himself, wouldn't take hospitality from other people. Sh'ne'amar v'tshuvas aramasa k'sham beso. And what do we darshim k'sham beso? V'am Rabbi Yochanan sh'kol makom sh'alach sh'am beso imav. Wherever he went, he brought his house with him. Meaning he was always in charge of taking care of his own accommodations. That was Shmuel's thing. So point number five, two valid drachim, to get anah from other people or to not get anah from other people. They're both valid. They're both perfectly valid. We continue with the Isha describing her hosting of Elisha. Vatomer el Isha, she says to her husband, Hine no yadati ki Isha lukim kadoshu. Now I know that this man is a holy man that's been staying with us. First of all, the fact that it was news to her husband that it was a holy man and she had realized it already tells us that women pick up on these things more quickly than men do. When in terms of picking up on the character of a person, women are much better than men at that. Kadoshu minayada. But she said he was a holy man. How does she know? She's able to read his mind. How does she know that he's a holy man? So Rav Shmuel, it's Machlokes Rav Shmuel. Chadam shlo rasa zvuv over al shulchano. She never saw a fly on his table when he ate. Even so much as a fly on his table, no davar tameh ever passed his table. V'chadamar sadin shel pishta nitziel mitaso. She set his sheets on his bed all the time. V'lo rasa keri alevin. She never saw any semen on the sheets ever. So she knew that he was a holy man. And another drasha from Kadosh, who is not just that he was holy, but it's not just Kadosh, it's that Kadosh who? He's the holy one, but it's saying in contrast to someone else who isn't. Kadosh who? Amar Rabbi Yosef b'Chanina, who Kadosh? But umeshar so eino Kadosh. Gechazi, his helper, is not holy. How do we know that? Because the pasuk says ve'agesh gechazi lahadfa, that when she went to beg Elisha about her child who had died and she needed the tchias amesim for him, so gechazi pushed her. So we darshan that he pushed her by touching her in an inappropriate place. Amar Rabbi Yosef b'Chanina she'achza b'hod yafya. He grabbed her at the glory of her beauty, which Rashi says means tadeha. He pushed her in the chest to push her away from Elisha. Whether it was purposeful or not, an ish kadosh doesn't do that. Over aleinu tamid, and he's always by us. A word association. The tamid is a karban. So why would you call it a tamid? What she's saying is, he's always staying by us. Of all the words to use, tamid? Tamid is something that you would associate with a karban. So Gemara says, ah! Amar Rav Yosef Rav Chanina, Mishum Rav Lazar ben Yaakov, Kolama Areach, Talmud Chacham Betach Beso, Umahano Minachasav. Anyone who hosts a Talmud Chacham in their house and lets him benefit from your property, Malav Kasav Kila Makrav Tamidin. It's as if you brought a karban tamid. That's what we darshan from the word tamid. So main point over here, Shunamis recognizes Kedusha of Elisha based on the... How does she recognize the Kedusha? Either based on no carry or no flies. And she also recognized the lack of Kedusha in Gechazi. So now we're going to start a whole series. We just did start a whole series of teachings of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanin, in the name of Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov. So the first thing Rabbi Yosef Rechanin said in the name of Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov is that it's like bringing a karban tamid when you host a Talmud Chacham in your house. Second, Vamar Rabbi Yosef Rechanin Mishum Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov. Al yamar adam b'makom gavah v'yispalel. A person shouldn't daven standing in a high place. Elu b'makom namuch v'yispalel. You should stand in a low place and daven. Shneamar v'makom karasich Hashem. You should call Hashem from the depths. That's why many shuls.
Some shuls, they go down.
Good, right? They have a depressed spot in front of the amud. Tanya Nami Yachi, your price is just like this. Lo Yamar Adam Lo Agav Kisei V'Lo Agav Shafrav Lo Makom Gavav Yispal. Don't stand on a chair or a bench or any high place in Davin. Al Makom Namach Yispal. You stand in a low place. L'fishein Gavus L'fnei Makom. The message of this is so critical. There's no arrogance. There's no highness. There's no haughtiness in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shnemar Mi Mamakim Krasich Hashem. You're calling Hashem from the depths. Uksiv Tfil Lo'ani Kiyatov. You're like a pauper in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, this is the whole posture of tefillah. The whole body language of tefillah is supposed to be that you're begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes you go into a shul, you see people with their legs crossed, you know, holding their sitter like it's a newspaper or whatever, sitting back. That's gaiva. The posture of tefillah should not be a posture of gaiva. It has to be a posture of utter humility, complete humility, standing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. What is this, number 3? Third one of Rabbi Yosef Yechonin, Rabbi Yosef Yaakov, I think. Hamispal Tzorch Sheichavines Raglov. What does that mean? When you daven, Yechavines Raglov. You hold your feet together. Shenemar V'Ragleim Regel Yeshara. Because the Pasuk says their legs are a straight leg. Who's that? Who's they? The Malachim. V'Yom Rabbi Yosef Yechonin, Rabbi Yosef Yaakov. Fourth teaching. Maidich Siv Lo Sochla Al Adam. What does the Pasuk mean when it says Lo Sochla Al Adam? Thou shalt not eat on the blood. What does that mean? Don't eat before you've prayed for your blood. Meaning, don't eat before davening. Am Rabbi Yitzchak, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Am Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Kol Ochel V'Shosav Achar Kach Mispalel. Someone who eats and drinks and then later davens. Alav Akas V'Vomer V'Osi Yishlach La'Achre Gavecha. It's as if he's thrown a Kadosh Baruch Hu behind his back. Al Tikri Gavecha. Don't just read it as his back. Ela Ge'echa. His arrogance. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "Action is Gazeh." After this guy, takes care of his own needs, he indulges himself. Kibul of Malch Shemaim. Then he's going to be Mekabel Malch Shemaim. Come on, you got to pray to Hashem before you take care of your own indulgences. Lo Sochel Al Adam, by the way, is the prototypical example of a Lav Shebechlolos. What does a lav shebechlolos mean?
A lav that implies many things.
Good. Every once in a while you have a pasuk in the Torah that we learn many different halachos that have nothing to do with each other. Different halachos that aren't even related to each other from the same pasuk. L'soch l'adam is one such example. You learn that you're not allowed to eat before davening. We learn that a Sanhedrin is not allowed to eat on the day that they kill somebody. And many, many other halachos. Nothing to do with each other, but they're all derived from that pasuk. Lav shebechlolos. Rabbi Shom, actually this is the main point, three things about tefillah: daven in a low place, daven with your feet together, and don't eat before davening. So we learned Rabbi Shom Ad Gimel Shalos. Rabbi Shom said in the Mishnah that you have up until 3 hours to say Kriya Shema. Om Rabbi Dom Shmuel Halach Rabbi Shom. That's how we paskin. Thank God, right? Otherwise the self-smart Kriya Shema would be at Netzach Chava. It would be much more challenging.
Which is never after 7:30.
Right. Hakori mikan ve'ilach lo hifsid. If you say Kriya Shema after that, the Mishnah had said, you don't lose. Amar Rav Chista, Amar Marukva, ublavach lo yomar yotzarar. Rav Chista says, yeah, but you're not allowed to say the Birchus Kriya Shema if you're saying it too late. So it says Mar Meisvei. I have a Brisa that says against that. Brisa says, Hakori mikan ve'ilach. If you say Kriya Shema later, lo hifsid kadam shukari b'torah. You don't lose. It's like reading pesukim in the Torah. Aval mevarech u'shtayim levanei v'yachse achreah. But you're allowed to say the brachos. You should say the brachos. Tiyufta, Rav Chista, Tiyufta. So that is a very strong kasha on Rav Chista. He's against the brisa. But there's another version of Rav Chista where Rav Chista says exactly the same as the brisa. Ika da amri amar Rav Chista amar marukva milo hifsid. What does it mean that you don't lose? Shalo hifsid brachos. That you don't lose the brachos, Rav Chista saying. You're allowed to say the brachos. Tanya Namiachi and the Brisa says just like that. Hakori mikan ve'elech lo hifsid kadam shkor v'torah avlam v'varech l'shtayim l'vneh ve'ach zachra, like we just said. You could still say the brachos. Amrav Mani, Gadol hakori kriyashma ba'onasa yoser me'osik b'torah. It's greater to say kriyashma on time than to learn Torah. How do I know that? Midiktani hakori mikan ve'elech lo hifsid kadam hakori b'torah. The Mishnah says, you know, if you didn't get Kriya Shema in time, at least, you know, saying it later is at least like learning Torah, which makes it sound like not as good. It would have been much better to say Kriya Shema on time. Mechal the Kari Ba'anasa Adit, that saying Kriya Shema on time is better than saying Pesukim of Torah. So the last point over here is that after 3 hours of the day, you could still say, we paskin, you could still say the Birchas Kriya Shema. You can still say the Birchas Kriya Shema. Even though you're not really getting the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, which is fascinating. Right? What mitzvah are you getting? You're just getting the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But you can still say the Birchas Kriya Shema, even though you're not getting the mitzvah. Okay. Any questions?